Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy Monday. Also, happy day 71 of the program. Also, happy week 10. Did I not tell you that the last few weeks of the program absolutely fly by? I mean, the first few weeks of the program, everyone's excited. They're all jacked up, ready to lose the weight. They're all here, you know, focused on following that food plan, giving the body what it needs, so it no longer feels the need to store fat. That messy middle part of the program seems like it goes on forever. It feels like you're not getting anywhere. This is where we're specifically helping the body focus on fat loss. And then the end of the program, it just like, it flies by like that. This is where you're showing up and supporting the body in its needs and the fact that it doesn't want this fat any more than you do. A lot to chatter, and I don't mean a lot. You hear a few people here and there, because remember, you know, for 26,000 people in the group, most people are just humming along. They're doing great. They're losing the weight. They have no questions, no concerns, none of that. We tend to really focus on the the people who are vocal around here, which is our, who makes up our amazing community. And again, really focus on the people who are kind of struggling. You know, today I was talking in my check-in, people getting frustrated. What was it today that they said? Members who are experiencing plateaus are starting to get frustrated with their scale not moving, feel that they are doing all the things, wonder if they will reach the goal by the end of the program. And you know, I gave a very frank answer on this. You might not. You know, I'm the one who picked the start date and the end date around here, right? Your body's not going to fall into my little box. You know, what you do is you start and you keep showing up, and every day you make as many choices as you can that fall in line with goals, and you're going to get there. At this point in the program, people talk about being tired of doing it, program fatigue. It's not the program that you're tired of. It's your weight loss journey. And I can tell you one thing, your body isn't tired. So although mentally, and we talk about plateaus, just like you can have a physical plateau, you can also have a mental plateau where you're just like, I just need a minute. I just need a minute with the whole thing. So take that minute, get right back at it. Don't forget to maximize. Load up those questions. I want to get right to them. Week 10 has us talking about back on track. So back on track is super cool. It refers back to the original food plan, the protein, the fruit on its own, the lunch where veggies are the focus, the raw veg snack, the nut and seed snack, and then the dinner. And that's because it's so ingrained in the body. It's so second nature because you were following it for weeks and weeks and weeks. This is also why we're starting to phase you off it with where we're at in the program right now. Next week, week 11 and 12, we're going to implement what's called personalizing the plan, where you're going to be checking in at each meal and snack time, assessing if you need to eat, should you eat, could you eat, a lot more flexibility. We're going to talk more about that then. But when it comes to back on track, this is a technique that you're going to use whenever you go off the rails moving forward, which you definitely want to keep to a minimum. But if you do find yourself indulging, especially with the holiday season coming up, you implement a couple days of back on track, or as many days as you need to feel like you're back on track. It's not something you use for managing your weight, because your weight's going to continue to fluctuate with all the many reasons why your weight can be up that have nothing to do with weight gain, obviously. But this is for when you really go off the rails, and you'll know when you're going off the rails, and then you'll feel it the next day. This is also a technique that you're going to use moving forward for the rest of your life once you've lost your weight. You know, there are foods that we choose to eat that cause havoc and stress in the body. There are foods that we choose to eat, although delicious in the moment, make us feel like shit afterwards. That's just how it always has been, how it's always going to be moving forward. I indulge all the time. And what I do is implement a couple days back on track afterwards, just to kind of help my body recover. So some of you are noticing that. That was in my notes too. Members are noticing that they don't feel great after they indulge in treats or meals or miss their supplements. Yeah, because you've gotten used to feeling really good. And so you make choices that make you not feel good, which of course we're going to do after we've done losing our weight. We're going to indulge in all the yummy bites of food. We're going to maybe overeat. We're going to, you know, do all those things. You're not going to feel great. You never did, and you never will moving forward. That doesn't mean that you don't make a choice to eat those. So back on track will be there to help you manage that. So that's an ongoing technique that you're going to be using, which is really super cool. Okay, Heather, hi. Anyone else experiencing nighttime leg cramps and foot cramps? Did a bit of research and didn't find anything too helpful. So it could be the walking in snow. I know that sounds so silly, but if you have snow near you, the difference in terrain, so your feet are working differently, so you could be experiencing cramping in your legs. You could have started to be more active. It can also be your vitamins and mineral levels dropping, your magnesium, your vitamin D's and such, especially with the darker days. Those two kind of go hand in hand. So you might want to bump up your magnesium a little bit, start adding in some vitamin D. It could be potassium, which we never want to talk about supplementing, because low potassium, high potassium is definitely something you want to discuss with your doctor. But you can add in some potassium rich foods, some sweet potatoes. Obviously, those heavier carbs are better at lunch. Some banana, something like that. And that can help with leg cramps as well. Leg cramps can also happen for a variety of other reasons. Just in general, they are quite normal as well. I do want to talk about that though, because let's talk about being super in tune to your body. That's kind of how it is as you go along with this program, showing up every single day, being mindful, right? Being aware. It puts you really in tune with your body and its needs. Like even sicknesses, you'll be able to feel a sickness coming a mile away. And rather than waking up and being full blown sick one day, you'll have like a scratchy throat for a couple of days. You'll feel a little run down. And this is your opportunity and your body telling you, hey, let's drink a little more water. Let's get a little extra rest, that kind of thing. It really puts you in tune with how you feel. So if ever you feel anything is off, you know, more so than just the norm, always head to your doctor. Also a great idea to keep a journal as well, because at this point you can start pick up on food sensitivities. That's how in tune that you are. Foods that you ate before that didn't bother you, that all of a sudden are now you're starting to notice are causing your body to react. They always did. It's just you weren't, you know, as in tune. Your body wasn't telling you. It just kind of was like dealing with it. So you can find yourself also extra sensitive to things as well. Good morning. Hi, Jennifer. I tried on the clothes I had to buy an XL for the first time in years in round two at my lowest, down 27 pounds. I feel the best I have felt in years. Thank you. Doesn't seem to be enough, but thank you. We're not done yet. Don't thank me yet. You know, this is sort of where people really start to, like yourself, really start to recognize your hard work paying off. And I say this all the time. You know, I share what I know with people, what I've learned over helping people lose weight for it's pretty much my entire life, it feels like. I'm really good at it and I've learned a lot. Just really being hands-on and just kind of really sharing that with people. But it's all up to you picking up what I'm putting down. I say this all the time, especially at this point in the program. You showed up. You did the work. It's really important to be proud of yourselves, because when you're really proud of what you've accomplished, you tend to keep doing the things that you feel really proud of. And especially when it comes to creating new habits and busting through old habits and beliefs, the more you can focus on that. I say this because I know some of you are waiting until you reach that goal number, until you kind of like celebrate where you're at and all the hard work and be proud of yourself. And I'm not there yet. And I'm this. It's really science has told us and shows us that when we show up and support ourselves and we're proud and we bring attention to those things that we're really happy that we're doing, we tend to keep doing them, right? And that's really going to help support all the changes that you've made. But I love that. I love that. And to your point, Jennifer, pull out those clothes. I heard this on the weekend. I was in the group reading some comments. Some of you talking about how you're pulling out those clothes in the back of your closet. This is what happens at this part of the program. Don't wait until you reach that weight that you last wore those clothes. Chances are you're gonna be able to wear those clothes well before you reach that goal weight. 10 pounds lost on this program is going to feel like 20, 30 pounds on one of those other diets that you've done, because your body's repairing and rebuilding and regenerating and rejuvenating it, making a big difference in terms of like the structure of your body. So pull those clothes out. Hi, Blue. Good morning. I'm so happy we're focusing on back on track. I really needed it after last week's surgery. Yeah, so moving forward, back on track will be there for you. I know those of you in the States have Thanksgiving coming up this weekend. The holiday season is coming. Whenever you kind of ever have a setback, you find yourself indulging, back on track. And don't be afraid to use back on track. Back on, so, and also, when you do back on track, it can also, because of the rhyme and the reason it we followed it, the basic food plan in the first place, it can also help to get that scale moving again after an indulgence. So sometimes an indulgence can be very challenging on your body, just like a vacation. You go away, you come back, your weight is up, and then all of a sudden you get back at it, and then your weight will drop down. Well, now we're going back to back on track as opposed to back at it, because there's a rhyme and reason behind that food plan. Now, some of you are going to be like, why can't I just work the basic food plan? plan moving forward. You can, it's just not proactive. Like if you just follow the basic food plan moving forward, you should still expect to lose weight because it's still something, especially with maximizing your efforts. It's just the little tweaks each week are for, you know, for other reasons, to get even more in tune to your body's needs, to get even more in tune to your portions, to feed into your body's needs, to kind of get that body's attention. So that those tweaks that we're making each week really just help to kind of focus the body specifically on fat loss. The same thing would happen if you followed back on track. It's just that it's just as much slower process, but it's really effective for helping your body get back on track after indulging because it knows back on track. So don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid to use it. Hi, Nikki, almost 20 pounds down, but the win is I no longer think about food all the time. What freedom. Yeah, that space in your brain. What am I going to eat when I'm not eating? What do I eat this? Oh my God. Right? That's a massive, huge win. That's one of my favorites. Like, I mean, the end game is to lose your weight in a way physically, you know, it's easy to maintain. Mentally, you know, you're calm around food. But I want you in a room full of your favorite food, not bat an eyelash, you know, and just that space in your brain to be gone. Just gone. Hi, Adrian. Plateau finally broke. It has been around all season, but then I got a cold and I just listening to my body, drank water, slept, took care of myself. And while the scale is moving, it keeps going. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, sometimes we forget to factor these things in, you know, where the scale isn't moving and so frustrated. And then when you dig into it, you know, the person's been sick and this and taking antibiotics or dealing with that, or I think, you know, and that sucks, but all these things definitely do factor in. That's why though, you're going to get there. It's no different than like getting on the road. Right, you're driving to your finally and forever, and you get a flat tire. That sucks, right? That's like being sick, but you don't like start again. You know, you get better, and then you keep moving forward, or you hit a roadblock, or a detour, or if you purposely choose to go sightseeing, or to visit somebody, and you stay overnight, you get back in your car, and you just keep moving forward, right? That's the thing. You're going to get there. You're going to get there. Hi, Tara. Good morning. It's Monday morning. I'm at a new lowest low. Post baby skinny jeans go over my ass. Can't do them up yet. But that's still a non-scale victory. That is still a win. I bought a beautiful Christmas sweater in a size down. I am a medium now, and the best non-scale victory is I posted 2 full body pics of myself this week and inspired a few friends to join. Oh, I love this. No more tits up shot for me. I struggled this round, but even half-assing it, I'm seeing a change in my body and I'm moving forward. Oh, I love this. This is why you don't give up on yourself, because your body wants this, right? And life can smack us in the face. And a lot of what you're feeling and your feelings is a big part of the stuff you have to work through. We use food for so many things. It's so intertwined in our lives, to cope, to show love, to whatever. And then plus dieting. You know, they talk about how the diet industry has really messed us up. It really has messed us up. Not just physically, but mentally. That's why we talk about it. But what does it mean? You know, it means that we have all these messed up issues and associations when it comes to food and our body and all of that. So, you know, I think sometimes people think half-assing it means like, you know, to me, half-assing is just kind of going along, doing the basics, doing whatever, which is nothing wrong with that because that's still a lot. And we set the bar around here so high that even half-assing it is like still a lot of work. So even if you're hands up, you're half-assing it, still be proud of yourself and give yourself a pat on the back because it's no joke around here. But more so, you know, because maybe the scale didn't move as much as you thought or you were dealing with other things. Dealing with other things is part of it. Dealing with life is part of it. Being able to show up for yourself and make any choice for you that makes you happy or falls in line with your goals while you're trying to deal with life, that's huge. That's so huge and that's so massive. So I absolutely celebrate that. You know, I love that. Hi, Dave. Oh my God, I hit my target on the weekend. I didn't think it was possible because I didn't think I had... because I really didn't think I had much to lose. I immediately booked a family vacation to Cuba in March. My washboard stomach no longer has a load of towels on it, just a few face cloths. The non-scale victories keep piling up too. I'm beyond grateful and can't wait to see how far I can take this. Oh, come on. I'm so excited for you. Not only that though, you've been showing up, right? You've been showing up and you know, you've been engaging in the lives, you know, and that just kind of brings this whole process to the forefront of your mind. You know, this is what I say about like just popping into the group each day, watching that check-in video, you know, writing in your journal, using the app, setting your intentions. It helps you keep this process to the forefront of your mind and you keep showing up every single day. Sometimes it feels like you're just drudging along, but the shit that you're doing for yourself is adding up. It's making a difference, you know, as in the days add up, as they, and they do, and the time goes by so fucking fast. My God, it's amazing what you can accomplish. I'm so happy for you. This is really great. This is really, really great. This is really great. You know, and you should be really happy for yourself. This is so good. So I'm going to talk next steps. So for anyone who's like Dave and reaching their goal weight, I'm going to talk next steps. We're going to talk next steps for those of you who have signed up for the January group to lose more weight and how to bridge those the gap in between. I think we're going to actually set up a bridging the gap group. So we're going to have a carryover group that we're going to test it out, see how it goes. It's just going to be kind of a bare bones group. We're going to have a team in there answering any questions that you need answered during that time. I'm not going to be checking in or going live or doing any of that. No bells or whistles. Just a place that you can pop in every day and the team will be there to answer your questions. So we're going to start a bridging the gap group in between groups. We'll talk about more of this. We still have time. We still have time. We have week 10, week 11, week 12. We still have 3 solid weeks. For those of you looking to lose, we go all the way right through the last day, week 12. For those of you who are talking to maintenance, you still want to go through week 10, go through week 11. You still want to go through week 12, but we will discuss maintenance for you. So those of you who still have weight to lose, you're signing up for the next group. We're going to break it down, everything that you need to know. For those of you who are just tired of seeing my ass every day and you want to still work on your weight loss journey, but you do want to do it on your own, we have a plan for you. We're going to introduce that to you as well. So you don't have to sign up for the group again to be successful. But if you are planning on signing up for the group again, make sure you get signed up soon. Memberships are flying off the shelves. It's January. We sell out every time. So just a heads up on that. And then for those of you on maintenance, you're going to roll into maintenance. You'll notice that there are people who are repeating the program again for the sake of maintenance. That is a benefit, and we'll tell you why. Because, you know, even though you're no longer looking to lose, obviously the program and all the non-scale victories and all the health benefits, they just keep adding up and adding up, even beyond when you've reached your goal. So a lot of people will repeat the program again for maintenance, and then a lot of people will use their own technique, personalize the plan for maintenance, which we'll go over and we'll talk all about. Regardless of what your next steps are, we're going to break them down. We're going to make sure every single person is super clear on next steps before we leave. But Dave, woo! I'll give you a woo woot. I'm not so energetic today. I'm dealing with a bit of a headache and my jaw hurts and stuff, but I'm super excited on the inside. Super excited on the inside. That's amazing.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Amazing. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. Gina, haven't lost a pound, but had breast cancer in early 2022, and I'm feeling better, getting healthy, and working on with a naturopath and getting my body back to a stress-free state. I've learned a lot about myself during this process. Don't get me wrong. I want the scale to move, but it is so much more. Thank you. The next program is mine. This is so good. Honestly, I have so much mad love and respect for you. First of all, I'm so happy that you showed up and did our program, because I've worked with people who've had cancer before. The inflammation in their body, the stress that their body has gone through, it's honestly no joke. And, you know, it takes so much longer for your body to recover from something like that than you think physically. And mentally, you feel like, I can do this and whatever. So I love that you signed up. But more so, and this is what I mean by, no matter what happens on that scale, you're here at the end. You're going to be super proud of yourself and all of your hard work that has really, truly added up. I just love this, Stephanie, honestly, because this is such a gift to yourself. It's a gift for me. first of all, thank you for having faith in our program, and thank you for having the insight even to share and say this. But what a gift to yourself to just put your body through this. I think every person should put themselves through a process like this just to level up their health and wellness and get in tune with themselves, like weight loss aside. And yeah, fucking right, weight loss is still the goal. But all of this, it's like that, you know, when I did that What Progress Really Looks Like post, it was a share from James Clear from the Atomic Habits book. And it talks about the ice cube, right? And you have an ice cube and you're trying to melt the ice cube. And so what you're doing is that the ice cube's sitting there and you're raising the temperature of the room by a degree. And it's not melting, it's not melting, and it's not melting, and it's not melting, it's not melting. And finally, you get it to a certain temperature and that ice cube starts to melt. And it's not like, you know, all your hard work that was adding up and adding up wasn't making a difference. It was just getting you to a breaking point where your body was, you know, in your case, it's taking you to a place where your body is even able to focus on fat loss after what it's been through. It's had so many other things that it needs to do. It's probably like so fucking grateful that you've been showing it up, giving it the time, the resources, the platform, the attention, the love. You know what I mean? And just the persistence to show up day by day and give your body what it needs. No doubt the next program absolutely is yours. I've seen it time and time and time again. That's the beauty of 3 months, and why I chose the time frame of the program is that 3 months is enough time to make real change in your body. And some people like yourself, you need to use that 3 months to help your body make like more serious change, really, to get your health and wellness up to speed. So absolutely right. You should come into the next program really with this brand new body, right? And have totally new expectations, because your body could, and this is what I love about repeating the process. Some of you, this is your first group and you're thinking about signing up again, and what's the difference of doing it? So the first program you came and your body was functioning at this level, and then you went through the program. Most people lose weight along the way, but what you're doing is you're bringing your body to a whole new level in terms of where it functions, so that when you do start the next program, you're not starting down here again. You're starting here, having already addressed all these issues that the body clearly need to focus on. So then the next program around, you got to treat your body like it's a new body. So keep an eye out for the Fresh Eyes. In fact, if you are a new member in this group and you're thinking about doing the January group, search out the Fresh Eyes post. Fresh Eyes is just a term that we use when you're doing the program again to really look at it with fresh eyes. Don't assume your body's going to respond the same way, because you don't want it to. You want it to respond a whole different way because you're bringing a whole new body to the table. Don't assume that you're going to work through the same stuff that you went through last time, because you already worked through that stuff. So guess what? More stuff will drop in your lap for you to work through. And you know, this is where you also want to adjust, you know, like for example, your portions might be smaller at the end of this program, but then, you know, your body's working and functioning at on a higher level, having boosted your metabolism in your case specifically, where your portions might need to be bigger heading into the next program. That's why portions are always what they feel like and never what they look like. So anyone who's repeating the process in your first group, go search out that Fresh Eyes post. It's a good one, honestly. Before you start that January group, we're going to post it again in January, but it's going to just kind of give you some insight into the process. Such a great share, Stephanie. I'm so happy for you, you know, and we're here for you next time too. And reach out, ask all the questions that you need, but I'm absolutely confident that will totally be your program. To get that, this has definitely been your program. This has definitely been your program. Massive kudos to you, but you're going to see the scale start to move. And even in between that, so we have 3 weeks left of this program, plus we have 4 weeks in between. We have 4 weeks in between. So like I said, we're going to do that Bridging the Gap group where you can pop in and ask any questions. So at the end of this program, we're going to set you up for next steps. I know some of you are going to want to continue your journey in between groups. We're going to talk you how to do that. So essentially, you've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 solid weeks before the January program starts. That's a lot of time left still. Hi, Jennifer. My weight is up, but it can't be real weight gain as my dress size hasn't changed at all. Also, my non-scale victories have all stuck. Getting blood work done this week because of weight gain and fatigue. This is the best program ever. Keep my journey to the final lean forever. Yeah, you know, and this is the thing. You can be working hard to lose weight and you'll still get hit with health issues, or things will pop up that maybe you didn't even know that you're dealing with. So such a great idea. I love that you're checking in with your doctor. But this is your hard work. See, here's the thing. Your hard work is going to pay off. your hard work is going to stick. Your body doesn't hem and haw, hold grudges. It's not trying to make you fat and miserable and tired. It's your body wants you to live your best life. So you've addressed its needs. It's not like your body's like, I'm not sure, or I think I'll go back to the way things were before. Your body is loving all the changes that you made for it. It's turned the page on all of that. All of our hard work into giving the body what it needs. It's no longer thinking like that anymore. So it just has no reason to store fat. It just has no reason to gain weight for you. Unless you go back into old habits, you know what I mean? You recreate situations where it caused it to feel the need in the first place. So I know this is hard though. It's hard for a lot of people to believe in that because you've lost your weight before and gained it back. I hope at this point you realize that what you've done here is radically different than any other diet that you've done. You know, even just working through all the mental stuff that you're doing, it's going to stick. It's going to stick. It is going to stick. Went away for the weekend. Hi, Susan, to a friend's cottage. Did not follow the program. Had bread, pasta, and too much wine. Did I mention dessert Saturday night? Yikes. No scale at the cottage, but weighing myself this morning up 4 pounds. Okay, love this. This is exactly why we have Back on Track. So I don't know if you've had an opportunity to read the guidelines yet, but Back on Track is a technique that you're going to use for exactly situations like this. You went away for the weekend, you ate your face off, you're going to get back on track. Now, back on track refers to the original food plan, which was a rhyme and a reason behind that. So what you're going to do is implement a couple of days till you feel back on track, not until the scale comes down, and I'll tell you why. Because you go off the rails, introduce back on track for a couple days, and then pick up where you left off in the program. That's what you want to do. You don't want to do it until the scale comes back down, because sometimes when you go off the rails, you implement back on track, your weight will stay up because your weight's about to drop again. And as you're doing back on track, you'll hit a new low. So that's why you don't want to just keep doing it until, because really the tweaks that we're making moving forward are more proactive. So as soon as your weight starts to move, right, if your weight is down, sorry, you want to back on track until you feel like you're back on track, not until the scale comes down, because sometimes the scale will stay up because your weight is about to drop again because your body's retaining water. And as soon as you feel back on track, you want to pick up where you are at in the program, because that's more proactive in getting and keeping that scale moving, especially if your weight is about to drop. So that's why you don't wait until it comes back down. You always just keep it moving forward. Damn those snow pants. Okay, Joanna, I saw this. I did it last night and I didn't have an opportunity. I saved it so I could come back in and comment. So Joanna Hunt, first of all, the Hunts. You guys are joining us for Spill the Tea, I think, tomorrow, aren't you? You guys are on my list. I think you are. I'm excited. Joanna and Brian Hunt are going to join us for Spill the Tea. Did I see that on here? Yes, I did. The poster should be up. I'm excited for that. But I saw Joanna, if you follow her. First of all, if you're on social media, follow Livy Loser hashtag Weight Loss by Gina. You'll be able to find all of our amazing members, like Joanna, who's sharing their journey along the way. She had these snow pants. Damn, those old snow pants made a girl feel good this weekend. Weight loss is a daunting task, but so rewarding when you keep sticking to it, even after what feels like forever. So Joanna has been at this for a while. She's lost a lot of weight. She's been struggling and dealing with health issues. I mean, she's had times where her scale's gone up and up and up forever. Plateaus that last forever. But she posted a picture of her snow pants. I'll repost it to show you. Where it's just, you can tell. You get those old clothes on and you're like, holy shit, whose pants are these? How did you even wear those, right? Amazing. That's why you gotta pull those clothes out, man. I'm telling you, I was so happy for you when I saw those. So good. So good. If I drink coconut water, I don't get leg cramps. Super high in potassium. Yeah, coconut water. That's a great tip. Hi, Claire. I lost 10 pounds. I'm super happy about that. I signed up for the winter session. If I lose another 10 and then do the spring and lose another 10, well, that would be wonderful. I will take that and wait it out. I'm not in a rush because I really want to learn everything. So far, I've learned loads about food, nutrition, my body, and my soul. Ah, my God, you guys are just like pulling at my heartstrings. All the love today for this. I love this. I mean, you lost 10 pounds. Chances are next program might lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds. But I love that you get the fact that you have to eat anyway. You have to live your life. You have to prioritize your life. You want to feel your best while you're living your life. Do you know what I mean? There's kind of no downside for focusing on yourself and, you know what I mean, running yourself through a program like this for as long as it takes. It's a massive opportunity to truly level up your health and wellness and really lose your weight in a sustainable way. You know, that might not seem like a quick fix for you having to do two, three programs, but like I know some of you have been doing quick fixes for like 20 years of your life, right? Like, how's those quick fixes working for you? You know, where you starved, you're deprived, you lost the weight, you've learned nothing else, not how to prioritize yourself, be in tune with yourself, to the point where the scale freaks you out, food freaks you out. Do you know what I mean? You have this horrible relationship with yourself. Your food, your body feels like, you know, you feel like your body hates you. Do you know what I mean? That's where quick fixes get you, you know? And this process is so much bigger than that. It's so much bigger than that. You know, and you think the last few weeks of the program go by fast. Your life goes by fast. And you just keep showing up, working on living your best. Like, what is living your best life? You know, like, you know, I'm a big Oprah fan. You might know, no matter how you feel about Oprah. And if you don't like her, keep it to yourself. But I still respect that. You know, I love Oprah because she taught a lot of people how to live their best lives and inspired them along the way. However you feel about her, and you may not like her. But I did love her mission. But what is living your best life? Like, is it having the dream job? Is it being able to travel? Is it living in a nice home? Is it having great relationships with people? You know, what is it? But what is living your best life if you feel like shit every day of it? You know, like, living your best life to me is like being in tune to yourself, prioritizing yourself, making choices that make you happy in your life, and feeling your best while you're living your best life. You know, how are you going to be living your best life if you feel like shit and you wake up every day dragging your ass and you feel uncomfortable in your body? So I actually have a plan where, you know, we have the weight. So there's four stages of finally and forever. There's reaching your goal, and this is what this program is all about, reaching your goal weight. And then we have the maintenance group, which you don't have to join, but you know, it's a super awesome group. But again, our goal is to get you out of here and not have to join a group. But we have this great maintenance group, regardless of whether you're in the group or not. There's a second stage of that, is solidifying your weight. And that's where people are either in the maintenance group, personalizing their plan to lose, or they're repeating the program again to lose their weight as well. And that's a great option for that. And then there's like testing the waters, where you're really trying to get to understand your new body, you know, what fluctuations on the scale look like in maintenance, you know, indulging in the things, utilizing back on track, you know. And then there's that fourth stage, which is go live your best life. Like, go wake up, look good, feel good every day. I want to do a group on that. When now that you're done focusing on losing your weight and maintaining your weight, you get to live your best life. Because guess what? The same things that you're doing every day, prioritizing yourself, making choices that fall in line with your goals, is the same practice that you'll want to implement when you're reaching any goal in your life every day. Waking up, having as many of your choices that you're making fall in line with your goals. Do as many things as you can that's going to help you reach your goals. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all part of that. It's kind of really all part of that process, you know, is to get you to living that best life. So this is huge. Lost 10, and also 10 pounds lost in a healthy way. That's huge as well. Go to the grocery store, get those pounds of butter, add up 10 pounds of butter. Look at that. And you're going to be like, oh my God, amazing. It's just, it doesn't tend to look as dramatic as other, you know, when you've lost weight before. Because when you starve and deprive, your body takes it from places where you least need it. Here you're going to lose it kind of all over. Regardless, we still have 3 weeks. We're not done yet. Stop. You guys, three solid weeks left, right? And we go right to the very last day. We don't stop. Right to the very last day. 3 solid weeks of this program left. 4 weeks in between this program and the January group. We have a lot of time left. Hi, Vicky. Hi, Diana. Biggest non-scale victory. My cardiologist appointment this morning. No sign of arrhythmia. Heart functioning at a normal level. After 3 years, I no longer have to see him. Oh, my goodness. This is massive, huge non-scale victory, honestly. I mean... I think they were at the point in the program. This is why I love this point in the program. This is why I'm so excited about week 10. This is really the point in the program where you start to really recognize all of your hard work paying off, even just beyond the scale, which I absolutely love. You know, it's things like this. Let me read it again. Had my cardiologist appointment this morning, because what scares you, like fucking heart issues, you know, my goodness. Had my cardiologist appointment this morning, no signs of arrhythmia, heart functioning at a normal level. After 3 years, I no longer have to see him. This is your body. This is you showing up, making real foundational change every single day, doing what you can, helping your body be as healthy as possible. You know, it's these kinds of things. If you're in the group, listen up. People are going to, go from pre-diabetic, normal range, decreasing their diabetic meds, getting off, getting decreasing the thyroid, getting off their blood pressure, their cholesterol, seeing major change in their health and wellness. And this is why you're going to lose the weight. Your body doesn't want the fat because your body wants to be healthy as possible, right? So this is because of those health issues, want that fat gone. But these are massive non-scale victories. You're achieving these non-scale victories. The weight just takes a little longer. It's frustrating because it's about the body releasing the fat and trying to focus on that when life is like, smacking you in the face with a million other things, but you are going to get there. You are going to get there. I gotta go. I can't even tell you how much I love this conversation today. Honestly, I'm just so happy for each and every one of you. You should be really fucking proud of yourself, honestly, if you're still here, week 10. 3 solid weeks to go. So we're not done yet. Be all in. Reach out. Ask as many questions as you need. Super excited about this week. Super excited about the next few weeks. It's super fun. It's so you, and even if you've reached your goal, you absolutely want to stick around, because it's just going to get you one step closer to reaching that goal. And we're going to go through maintenance and everything that you need to know about that. Remember that we turn all of these lives into podcasts. So if you want to listen, you can download over on our Weigh In with Gina podcast. And just a heads up. Honestly, no, I'm not joking about getting signed up for the January group. If you know anyone who's interested or you're yourself, get signed out. The program sells out every year. We don't let people in after we sign, after we sell out. We just don't. Those of you who know, I know there's lots of you who are in this group who missed our previous group. So just a heads up and a reminder of that. I know it's a busy season. We tend to put it off. I get this all the time in January. I was so busy with the holidays. I had so many things on the go. And when we sell out, we sell out. Have an amazing day, everyone. I'm looking forward to this week. I hope you are too. I will check in later. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.